Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today, we're going to talk about one of the really important antioxidants that's going to help you to stay younger and healthier, and I know you want to hear all about glutathione. This is an ingredient that's trending. You guys have all heard of glutathione, getting shots of it, getting IV infusions of it, getting IV drips of glutathione. This is one of nature's most potent antioxidants. And an antioxidant is it's a substance that reduces oxidative stress. It blocks free radical production in the body. We get antioxidants from the foods that we eat, but glutathione is mainly produced in your body, made of 3 amino acids, glutamine, glycine, and cysteine. And it's easily depleted from poor diet, chronic disease, even stress. It also drops with plain old aging. So there are 10 ways to increase glutathione levels naturally without having to do expensive IV infusions. And number one on the list is eating more glutathione by consuming sulfur-rich foods. It's definitely a nice way to improve your glutathione content. Remember that sulfur is required in the synthesis of glutathione and important proteins and enzyme systems of the body. Sulfur is found in 2 amino acids that occur in food, in methionine and cysteine, and it's primarily derived from dietary proteins like beef, poultry, fish, vegetarian things like broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, kale, mustard greens. Many human and animal studies have found that eating these sulfur-rich vegetables reduces oxidative stress by improving your glutathione levels. You also get lots of glutathione when you have the root vegetables, the allium vegetables like garlic, onions, shallots. Delicious. This sounds like a delicious vegan feast. So eat more sulfur. Number two, increase your vitamin C intake. Vitamin C is one of these wonderful water-soluble vitamins, great to apply topically, very important to take systemically, and that comes from a variety of foods like citrus, of course, papaya, kiwi, bell pepper, strawberries. This vitamin has many functions in your body, including being one of the most potent antioxidants preventing free radical damage. It also supports glutathione. Researchers have discovered that vitamin C increases glutathione levels by attacking free radicals first so that the free radicals cannot break down glutathione. And when you take vitamin C supplements, like your oral 500 or 1,000 milligram pills, you are going to increase your glutathione levels in your white cells. You are going to increase your bloodstream glutathione levels from these vitamin C doses. Vitamin C reprocesses glutathione and converts oxidized forms of glutathione back to its native active form. And 500 to 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C daily for up to 13 weeks can lead to up to 20% increased glutathione in your immune-fighting white blood cells. And one other study showed 500 milligrams of supplement per day increased glutathione even in your red cells by 47%. So that's with supplements, but you can take foods, lemon, citrus, papaya, strawberries, all these things that you can take easily to boost your glutathione levels. Next on our list is adding selenium-rich foods to your diet. Selenium is a very important essential mineral and a cofactor of glutathione. It's needed for glutathione activity, and the best sources of selenium being beef, chicken, fish, organ meats like livers and cheeses. Brazil nuts is an interesting one. They say that you shouldn't eat more than 3 Brazil nuts in a day because you can get selenium toxicity. So, you know, eating a couple of those, perfect. It helps to increase your body's supply of glutathione. The daily dose recommended for adults is about 55 micrograms per day, and that maintains production of glutathione peroxidase. Sometimes glutathione can give toxicity, and the upper limit is considered 400 micrograms, so don't eat too much. A healthy, balanced diet will be enough to have adequate levels. And I am a big fan of having foods that are naturally rich in glutathione, like avocado, spinach, asparagus, and okra. These are some of my favorite foods. And dietary glutathione, although it's found in these foods, is difficult for the body to absorb it. In addition, when you cook it or restore it or freeze it, it can also drop levels of the antioxidants. So the people who consume the most glutathione-rich foods have the lowest risk of developing, for example, oral cavity cancers. So I think that there is no downside to boosting your glutathione levels, and there's every upside to it. One other thing you can do, number 5 on the list, is supplementing with whey proteins. The body's production of glutathione depends on amino acids like cysteine, and this is particularly important for glutathione synthesis. This is found in whey proteins and can increase your supply. I think whey proteins are not delicious, but they do go easily into your smoothies. And in general, you don't have to have whey protein in particular, but you do have to have protein sources. So any form of protein powder, whether it's plant-based, vegan-based, or collagen, these things all will give you increased protein levels, increased cysteine levels, and thus more glutathione. Consider number 6. Milk thistle comes from the milk thistle plant known as Psyllium marininum. And it's composed of 3 active compounds. The most active compound that comes in milk thistle is called silymarin. And silymarin is found in high concentrations in the plant. And this is a new and novel ingredient in skincare. And I am loving it because the antioxidant potential for skincare is amazing. I've thought of putting that in some of my new skincare products. So silymarin is found in milk thistle. And this is a great way to boost antioxidants like glutathione. Next, number 7, is turmeric. I take that every single morning. I throw it either a teaspoon in my orange juice or in my green juice, or I'll have lemon and turmeric water with a little sprinkle of black pepper to boost antioxidant potential. The medicinal properties of turmeric are coming from its main component, curcumin. And so many studies have been done now that show that curcumin actually has cancer-killing potential. Has the ability to kill precancerous cells, it has the ability to improve oral cavity cancer diseases, and test tube and animal studies have shown that turmeric and curcumin extract increase glutathione levels. So this is such an easy thing to do, whether you have it in your golden milk or you're sprinkling it into your cooking, or you like Indian food, which has a ton of turmeric. You've got to get your curcumin. You have got to get your turmeric and your curcumin. Next, number 8 on the list is get enough sleep. That is so important. People with insomnia have reduced glutathione peroxidase activity. And sleep is so important to reset, reperfuse, and give all of your body systems a time to power down. Oxidative fuels are burned, sugars are burned when we're thinking, running, talking, doing. We need that downtime where the brain has 30% less production going on and less running around town burning sugars and fuels, less eating time. So sleep is an important time to rest, recharge, turn off the fiery fuels of the factory in the intestines, the brain, and the circulatory system slows down. And this is where glutathione levels can be restored. Number 9 is exercise. Exercise has an important function in increasing antioxidant levels, especially glutathione. And it's a combination of cardio and weight training that works the best. If you're comparing cardio or weight training alone, doing the combination both together is the best. Incorporating physical activity is so important in every step of our aging and our youthful living. If you haven't done it now, you're never going to get into the habit of it. If you don't make exercise your priority, and I'm lecturing myself here, then it's never going to be a priority. It's got to be one of those things that becomes, indispensable. That you don't allow a day go by without doing some form of exercise. And number 10 is don't party too hardy. Don't drink too much alcohol. It's well known that alcoholism damages the brain, the liver, the pancreas. The adverse problems that can occur from excessive drinking can really reduce lung function, because glutathione and the small airways of the lung require glutathione to function properly. And healthy lungs have up to 1,000 times more glutathione than other parts of the body. And depleting your glutathione, especially when this is done with chronic alcohol use and chronic oxidative stress, can certainly give you poor lung function and poor metabolism, poor liver function as well. Those who consume excessive amounts of alcohol have up to 80 to 90% decrease in lung glutathione. It's time to not have those cocktails every single night. It's time to think about things that purify, boost, and improve, restore, and regenerate your immune system and your body. And glutathione is one of the top antioxidants on my list. I also take green tea, a ton of it, turmeric every single day, resveratrol from grapes, red wine and grapes, coffee, which is a great antioxidant. And we live on this planet Earth where the sun burns down every day on the Earth. I love the sun. It's so rejuvenating. But our skin is like a piece of paper sitting in the driveway, an old newspaper. Leave it for just a few hours and imagine how cracked and withered it gets. That is oxidative damage. And why do we need so many antioxidants in our diet? Because we're fighting every single day. We're antioxidizing to stay young and youthful. Imagine what happens to a newspaper sitting in the driveway. And imagine what will happen to your DNA unraveling and mutating and your skin itself and your collagen, your elastin. We need a ton of antioxidants, people. And you don't have to go get IV infusions, but you do have to start with simple ways to improve your glutathione level. That is it for now, guys. I hope you found that interesting. I'm learning more and more about antioxidants and biohacking and health in general. And I want to teach you because it's more than just skin surface beauty and fillers and Botox that are going to keep us young and vibrant. We need to feel good and look good on the inside too. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.